Blackstone Publishing presents A View of the Empire at Sunset by Carol Phillips. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For Lucien and Andre. 1. Going home. 1. Going home. The bleak afternoon had been made all the more dispiriting by having to overhear Leslie on the telephone, busying himself with his attempts to make arrangements for their potential sea voyage. Finally, her husband sat down heavily in the armchair and began to annoy her by continually seeking reassurance that the recent misunderstanding between them was now resolved. After sharing a life together for nearly 8 years, her husband still seems incapable of admitting that things between them have never been quite right. He has, as he promised her he would, attempted to provide her with a stable financial environment that might compensate for her difficult down-at-heel years on the continent, but his efforts in this department have been an unquestionable failure. Keen to please her in other respects, he has tried to demand little of her in the way of an explanation of both her past and her present, and she has certainly never pressed him about his own history. But as a consequence, she often feels as though they barely know each other, and she wonders if the decent thing to do would be to release this man from what he once referred to as occasionally boorish behaviour. She is standing in deep shadow to the side of the bay window in their lacklustre Bloomsbury living room and staring out at the leafless oak trees that decorate the iron-gated square. Then, recognising that she has temporarily forsaken her husband, she turns towards him and smiles weakly.